Blog Talk Radio.
Like never before, we're waging war.
Anoint my head, oh, yeah. Anoint my feet.
Celebrate
and raining down here on the battleground.
For your glory,
for your glory.
We're taking
territory, fighting unseen enemies.
Like never before,
we're waging war.
I'm tired of principalities messing with me.
Waging war.
Tired of the devil stealing from me.
Welcome. It's December 15, 2018. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. And welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. And I cut the music short this morning just to give this 30 minutes or 30 seconds to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come before your presence. We exalt you, we magnify you, and we praise your name. God, move in the name of Jesus. Those that will hear this blog, I pray on this morning that you will break the yokes of bondage that are hindering their lives. All those that click and hear a word from you, God, let them be different after hearing your word, Father God. This program is designed to break the yokes off of people, to bind the enemy that torments people's lives. And we speak healing and deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. We declare salvation for everyone that will tune in and listen. Father God, convict their hearts. Give them a mind to live right. Give them a mind to be free from their sins and ask you for forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray even now, God, that you touch them mightily as we go into 2019. And Father God, those that we've lost, that have lost loved ones, those that are dealing with sick loved ones, I pray, God, that you strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus. God, we declare your salvation. We declare your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just thought I needed to pray on this morning. And certainly, again, those that tune in, welcome, 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 and we thank God for you on this line. As usual, I give my announcements, and certainly We had an outstanding class on this week. Amazing Grace Ministries was blessed to take care or have the last class, which was this past Friday, not this past Friday, but this past Thursday, and it went well. And if you want to listen in or tune in on those classes and just say, I just want to know a little bit more about why I'm dealing with the issues in my life, certainly you can give me a call at 309-750-7584, and I will give you the information on how to listen to those previous lessons. Well, this is December. It's December the 15th, and we have been talking about last month and going into this month, living my best life. And this blog, we're going to deal with the topic of being thankful and blessed. Yes, I said being thankful and blessed. Now, our basic scriptures for this topic have been John 10 and 10. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. I come that you might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. And certainly Christ did come. And as we enter this Christmas season, we understand that we have Christmas because Christ came. And as a baby, he came certainly down from heaven to save us of our sins. So in keeping with abundancy, he came to give life and thereby more abundantly. Therefore, we can go into the topic, continue this topic on for this season. So we want to go to Psalms 101, 103, and I want you to keep that psalm in mind as you read it, because each we've been dealing with some lessons, and certainly I had an opportunity to receive a really nice lesson on this past Monday night at State Fellowship, and I want to share that with you, being thankful and blessed. So thankfulness, we're going to get into our lesson now. Thankfulness is the key to fruitfulness. In every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And I have not forgot about Psalms 103. We're going to read that too. But when we're talking about thankfulness is the key to faithfulness in every situation, and that may be difficult. Looking over this year and facing the eve of 2019, we the people of God can truly say we are blessed. We have experienced many circumstances, tests, and blessings. We see changes everywhere. However, through it all, we can give God thanks. Thanks, that is the key to faithfulness and blessings. Thanks, an expression of our gratitude, appreciative of daily benefits received. It's interesting that the will, the desire of God for our lives is to give him thanks in every situation, in every circumstance, continually. Many times we are faced with difficulties. We ponder in our hearts, how can I be thankful, or what am I giving thanks for? Question marks. But God said in his word, it is his will for our lives that we give him thanks at all times. Thankfulness comes from the heart, a heart of gratitude. God says in his word, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. It is because of our sinful nature that we were born unthankful. However, we can cultivate our hearts to be thankful, which in turn we produce the fruits of righteousness. We train our children to say thank you. How much more is our Savior deserving of our thanks at all times? Psalms 9:1 says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell you of all your wonderful deeds. Psalms 7:17 says, I will give to the Lord the thanks due his righteousness. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord, the Most High. Take note to the word will and I will. To have a thankful heart of gratitude, we have to submit our will and become obedient to God's will. Sometimes it may be difficult given our situations. Things will happen, problems will come upon us, but in every situation we give thanks. We are grateful. Thankfulness is gratefulness or gratitude, and it transforms our life. There are many processes to spiritual transformation, and thankfulness is among them. It will change your character as well as the view of your circumstances. You know, there's nothing too hard for God if we give him the glory and praise and honor, because God is sovereign. You know, we've been talking about the fact that God came to give us life more abundantly, and we can ride over our circumstances and our situations just by having a heart of gratitude. Gratitude turns what we have into enough. And God will always provide for your needs. Now, thankfulness also builds spiritual character. Contentment. 1 Timothy 6:6-8, it says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we bought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment like us, let us be therewith content, thankful, just the simple things, knowing that God will provide, knowing that God has given us enough to provide for our needs. And of course, the more thankful we are, the more he will bless us. Thankfulness keeps us in right relationship with God. Let your roots grow down in him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. And this is Colossians 2:7. Let your roots grow down and let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. And I'm repeating this scripture because thankfulness builds character. It allows our roots to be rooted and grounded in him. You know, the Psalms talk about that tree that's by a river of living waters. And when the wind grows or when the wind blows, the roots are so down deep in the ground that the wind will bend it back and forth, but it doesn't break. And that's how we are to be in gratitude and thanksgiving. And sometimes the enemy will make us feel that our present situations, there's nothing to be grateful for. There's nothing in this situation that I can thank God for. But we have to remember that if we are thankful, if we give God the praise, if we honor him, the word says that thankfulness will then grow strong in faith and truth. And then we can stand like that tree and say, no matter what the wind may go, no matter what Satan may throw at me, I'm blessed and God has got me, and he's working it out for my favor. He's working it out for my benefit. Now, also, thankfulness also builds a sense of happiness. And, y'all, it keeps the bitterness away. When we're thankful, when we give God the glory, when we give God the praise, hallelujah. Don't understand why I'm walking through this, but I thank you anyway. I don't understand why my boss is the way she is. Don't understand why my children are acting the way they are, but I can bless the Lord and he's going to bring me out, and I know he's going to bring me out, and certainly he will turn that situation around, but he's changing my mental conception or my mental attitude, my mental understanding of the situation. So he's turning it for his benefit. And I don't think of it the way I would think of it if I wasn't praising the Lord, if I wasn't giving God the glory. See, God changes the way I see it. It also keeps us from harmful emotions and attitude. Colossians 3 and 15. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. So you see, there's a pattern. Thankful creates faithfulness, but it also creates blessings. When we thank God for what we have, our perception changes. And that's the word I was thinking about. You know, when we look at situations unthankful, when we're not thankful, we see it hard and challenging. But when we begin to be thankful and praise God for his goodness, those situations don't seem as large as they were before we were thankful. Now, here's some the problems or the snares or the perils of being or having an unthankful attitude. Unthankfulness is a sin that causes us to lose God's blessings. Arrogance, for one. For who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? If then receive it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? 1 Corinthians 4 and 7. Self-centered. Proverbs 28 and 25. Forgiving spirit. Just grumbling, mumbling, you know, complaining. How long shall this wicked congregation grumble against me? I have heard the grumblings of the people of Israel, which they grumble against me. Numbers 14 and 27. So we are to have a thankful attitude, not complaining, not grumbling, not saying, woe is me, not saying, why am I in this situation? Well, you're in it to build your character in the Lord. God has a distinctive plan and purpose for us. God knows us. He set us here for his glory. And certainly he wants to use us for his benefits, for his benefit. And certainly when we begin to bless the Lord and when we begin to see that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly, and when we lift up our heads towards Calvary and bless him and give him the praise, he works it out for us. Yes, he does, y'all. Now, I want to turn to the parable of the 10 leopards. It is a reminder of us of how unthankfulness and the blessings of giving thanks. It's a reminder of this. The leopards cried out to Jesus for help. They had faith
in his healing powers, and they all obeyed his word. Now, there were 10 lepers now. This is an example of those that were thankful and had gratitude, and those that did not. However, only one returned to give God thanks, and that one alone received the blessing. Your faith has made you well. He only received the physical healing. He was also saved from his sins, and that was in Luke chapter 17, if you want to read it. Certainly, specifically, Luke chapter 17, verses 12 through 19, and that last one, or verse 50. But only one came, only one returned to Jesus Christ to say, I'm thankful. Now, I want to talk about the benefits. Now, that's one benefit. Out of 10 that got saved and delivered of leprosy, you mean to tell me only one came back to give praise and honor to the Lord, and that one only was blessed? We begin to see the key. The key is blessing a living God. Now, there are benefits. I told you that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Christ came that we may have life more abundantly. Now, y'all, here is the package. Here is the key. If you don't listen to anything else, there are benefits. Benefits, y'all. Benefits and fruits of righteousness. Psalm 68 and 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. Psalms 68 and 19, and I keep repeating that. Benefits. He daily loads us with benefits. The psalm says, enter his courts with thanksgiving. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Psalms 105. Here's another one. Oh, let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Here's another one. According as his divine power has given unto you all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's another one. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadows due to change. In essence, God don't change. And if you want these scriptures, all of these are scriptures, I can give them to you. Give me a call at 309-750-7584. I'm trying to move on. Here's another one, and this one's Hebrew 12, 28 through 29. It says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I will help. No, this is Psalms. I am helped, therefore my heart exalts and will sing. I shall thank him. And this is Psalms 28 and 7. This one is Hebrews 12, verses 28 through 29. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God, acceptable with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Thanks be unto God for his impressionable gifts, 2 Corinthians 9 and 15. When we look at thanks, We also recognize and express our thanks and appreciation we receive from one another. Jesus said in his word that by this you will know them because of the love they have for one another. We are many in one body in Christ, and every one of the members are one of another. We should encourage one another daily. We have been instructed to do good to all men, especially those of the household of faith, been fitly joined together, supplying the needs of each other. Hallelujah. Also, when we talk about being thankful, when we talk about thankfulness and faithfulness, I said Psalms 103, and this is some scriptures for that Psalms. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. There go benefits, y'all. Praising God gives us benefits. Hallelujah. Who forgiven all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Now this one, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that the youth is renewed like eagles. Now I want to say that you need to read this whole entire Psalms, Psalms 103, 1 through 17 I'm dealing with, and then the last two scriptures, it's 21 and 22. Now, that Psalms is loaded with benefits. Loaded with benefits. First of all, David starts out by blessing the Lord directed to man. But then he ends this Psalms directed to the glory of God. And this Psalms is loaded. It's packed. First of all, the first five verses gives you six benefits that God gives us, has given to us. He's given us forgiveness. There's no type of degree or sin that we have committed that God is not gracious to forgive. He said another benefit is the power of healing. God is able to heal all of our physical ailments. Not only he redeems us or forgives us from sin, but he's a healer. He's a deliverer. Whatever is going on inside you, God is able to heal. He is redemption to deliver, to save you from danger, even over your enemies. You don't have to fret because the enemies are going against you. You don't have to fret yourself. You don't have to worry. Why? Because God is a redeemer. He's a deliverer. He said, I will put your enemies under your feet, or make them deaf your footstool so you can put your feet on them. See, he will turn the situation around. This Psalms talks about David. He's older in age, I believe, and he says, look, I've been through some situations. I've been through some troubles. Man, King Saul was after me. I had to run from my own son. But yet through it all, God has delivered me. And even the children of Israel, he brought them out of slavery. Number four, his loving kindness and his mercy, it surrounds us on a daily basis. I'm trying to get all this in before my blog is over, but mercies are renewed daily. Then satisfaction. Hallelujah. He reduces stress. Hallelujah. That's what praise and worship does. Other people may be stressed out, but you calm, cool, and easy. You're not easily moved, hallelujah, because you know that God is going to bring you out. And then the last one is renewal. Isaiah 40 and 31, he renews our strength. He maintains us. And when we praise and worship God, we don't look like what we've been through. Others have commented, you know, those saints or those people that worship God have gone through some serious illnesses, but when they come out, they don't look like it at all. That's the renewal part. That's the strengthening part. That's the maintaining of us as believers, because we give God the glory and we're praising him. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for this word that you've given me to give to your people. I pray, God, that you allow it to transform their lives. I pray, God, that you allow it to be sustaining to them. I pray, God, that you allow it to be moving in their lives. I pray, God, that you'll break every yoke in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, that you'll bless them abundantly as we go into the Christmas holidays, as we go into the New Year season, Father God. I pray, God, that you'll move abundantly, move mightily in their lives, God, and allow your will to be done, and give us a mind and a heart of thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for an opportunity to serve. I want to thank you. If you need these scriptures, just give me a call, certainly, or give me a comment, and I will give them to you. I want to leave with verses 21 and 22, which says, "Bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul." I want to say happy, have a blessed Christmas and a happy new year. I will see you in 2019, and we will continue this great conversation about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us. Be blessed, be thankful, and know that God has not brought you this far to leave you. His mercies are renewed daily. He has you no matter what the situation is. He has come that we might have life, and that more abundantly. The enemy will try to steal that from you, but you have the authority to stand on God's word and know that he will, he has, and he shall bless you indeed. God bless. I see you in 2019.